Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with chicken and mushroom chimichangas. That's right, I know it's spelled chimichanga, but it's pronounced chimichanga. Nobody really knows why. And while most people think this is an example of Mexican food, it is not. This is a 100% American invention. And when you consider what it is, a deep-fried burrito, I guess that makes sense. And another thing that makes sense, how easy these are to make and how incredibly delicious they come out. So let me show you how to put these together. Step one, we're going to make our filling. So in a heavy-duty skillet set on medium-high heat with a little bit of vegetable oil, we're going to toss in some diced onions, some diced green peppers. I'm using poblano. Love the poblano. And also some sliced mushrooms. And what we're going to do here is give these a pretty good browning before we add our chicken. And of course, to help that process along, we're going to give it a big pinch of salt. As you know, that's going to draw out the moisture, that's going to evaporate, and then eventually as we saute, these will start to brown. And I know you want a time, but I can't always give you times. I don't know how long that's going to take. Could be 5 minutes, could be 15 minutes. But it doesn't really matter. Just keep sauteing them on medium high until they look like this. And when that happens, it means it's time for the chicken. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a little space in the center. Just move all those peppers, onions, and mushrooms around the outside, around the outside, around the outside. And we'll go ahead and leave this on medium high. We'll drizzle in a little more vegetable oil. And then we're going to go ahead and brown our chunks of chicken breast. So I'm using raw chicken breast here, just cut up in like half inch pieces. This will also work with boneless, skinless thighs, which I probably like better. But you people seem to prefer the chicken breast more. So that's what I went with this time. And while that bottom starts to sear, let's go ahead and season this up. Of course, we're going to use some salt and then some kind of chili powder. Chipotle would be a great choice. Hot smoked paprika, maybe. Maybe some ancho chili powder. Something like that. We'll also do a pinch of cumin and a little bit of dry Mexican oregano. I pretty much put that in every Mexican recipe I make. Yes, even Mexican recipes like this that aren't Mexican. So we'll season that up a little bit and we'll give that a mix. And all we're doing is like a little stir fry in the center there. You don't have to worry about turning every piece and browning them perfectly. We're just going to get some color on them. And we're only going to cook this for a couple minutes because these are going to get baked also. And we don't want that meat to dry out. And then once that chicken has a little bit of color on it, we'll go ahead and mix that all together. And that filling is pretty much done, although I want to do one more optional step that is mandatory. Go ahead and turn off your heat and sprinkle in a little bit of cold water, just like a tablespoon or two. And of course, that's going to deglaze that fondant from the bottom of the pan. In other words, that's going to dissolve and release all that beautiful caramelization from the bottom. And then we'll simply transfer that into a mixing bowl and let it cool to just warm. You don't have to let it cool to room temperature, but it shouldn't be hot. Because the next step here is we're going to add our shredded cheese. And if it's too hot, that cheese will melt and it'll just be harder to stir and work with. So let it cool down a little, and then we'll add our cheese. I'm going to use a pepper jack, which I think works perfectly here. And then that's pretty much set. Of course, you're going to taste and adjust the seasoning. I ended up adding a little bit of cayenne and a little more salt and then a tiny pinch of black pepper. And once you're happy with how your filling looks and tastes, we're going to move on to assembly. And we're going to go ahead and wrap our filling in a large flour tortilla. But before we do, we got to warm it up in a dry pan on medium heat. Not too much, just a minute or two on each side. All we're looking for it to be is warm and pliable, because we need to be able to fold this without it cracking. So once it warms up, it's going to lose that stiffness, and you'll be able to do this with it. And by the way, kids and most adults, don't use your bare fingers. I'm just doing that to demonstrate you use tongs and spatulas, okay? And then once our tortilla is warm and pliable, we're going to go ahead and flop that on the table and proceed to fold these up. So we're going to take 1/4 of our filling, and we're going to pile it right in the center of that tortilla. And then we'll take the edge and fold it over just like that until it just goes past our filling. And then before we do the final folds, I want you to paint on some egg white. That's going to help seal everything. Some people just use plain water. I like the egg white. And then once you've painted that with egg white, all you're going to do is fold in both ends towards the center. And then we're just going to turn that over like that. And you're going to have a fairly perfect rectangular package. And once we folded up our quattro chimichangas, we are ready to deep fry. Except we're not going to deep fry. We're going to really, really shallow fry. So in a heavy bottom skillet over medium heat and a few tablespoons of vegetable oil, we're just going to brown these on both sides until golden, maybe 2 or 3 minutes a side. But be careful, these are going in the oven, so you don't need to get them too browned. We just want to give them a nice head start. So something like that. And then after we've browned those for a couple minutes on each side, we're going to transfer those to a baking sheet. And then to finish, these are going to go in a 400-degree oven for about 12 to 15 minutes or until puffed up, golden brown, and generally looking like this. And I know it's harder to hear because of the oven fan, but that outside really is going to get crispy. So I really see no need to make a big mess trying to deep fry these. I think as long as you brown them first, this oven method works beautifully. And at that point, we are ready to serve our chimichanga. And I do not like to do too much here. Maybe a spoon of guacamole, some sour cream, and a little bit of salsa, some pico de gallo. And yes, since you made the chicken and mushroom chimichanga from scratch, we're going to let you buy the salsa and the guacamole from the taqueria down the street, like I did. That is totally fine. No one's going to complain. And then last but not least, a little fresh cilantro. And that chicken, mushroom, chili cheese, chimichanga is ready to eat. Check it out. You got that beautiful, moist chicken, made to taste even meatier with those earthy mushrooms. And of course, our chilies and pepper jack cheese. So the center's all nice and spicy and warm and gooey. And it's all encased in that beautiful, crispy tortilla. Just a gorgeous combination of taste and textures. So if you're looking for something interesting and delicious to do with large flour tortillas besides making a wrap, man, do I hate wraps, worst sandwich ever. So if you're looking for something to do with flour tortillas besides that, I really hope you give this a try soon. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.